You're cruising down the highway, windows rolled down, tunes blasting from the radio. You're in the zone and living the dream. Suddenly, your car sputters, coughs, and throws a wrench in your whole day. Tow trucks, repair bills, the dream turns into a nightmare. Don't wait until car trouble steals your peace of mind. Visit CarShield now at carshield.com/Carlson. For nearly 20 years, CarShield has helped millions of drivers avoid the stress of major repairs. They offer plans covering up to 5,000 parts and systems, from your engine and transmission to electronics and more, all for a low monthly rate that fits your budget. CarShield plans also include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, and rental options. Get peace of mind now. Visit CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Join millions of customers and contact CarShield now to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Carlson. That's carshield.com/Carlson. Visit now.
Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Good morning. It is Monday, May 1st, 2023. Here's what's happening today in America. Illegal immigrant murderer. Dogfighting in Syria. California banning trucks. And Bud Light getting it now from all sides. Ah, you hate to see it. That's all coming up. And then Bill will be here with your message of the day. But first, here's what we know of what happened. Friday night, someone went over to the fence and said to his neighbor, "Hey, would you mind not shooting out in the yard? We have a young baby that's trying to sleep." The suspect, who had been drinking, responded, "I'll do what I want in my front yard." And shortly after, there's doorbell camera video of him entering their house with the gun. And this absolute monster murdered five people, execution style, shot them in the head. A 31, 25, 21, 18, and 8-year-old. Five other people were in the house and not hurt. Authorities believe that two women died while using their bodies to shield the children who survived. Fox News has confirmed that this murderer is a Mexican national, has been deported before, maybe three times before, and was last encountered by ICE in 2016. Just horrific. U.S. Central Command confirming that Russian pilots tried to dogfight U.S. jets over Syria. It appears that the Russian pilots did not try to shoot the American jets, but they were trying to provoke them. One video shows a Russian fighter within 2,000 feet of a U.S. aircraft, and that's a distance that can be covered in just a few seconds. Classic California, state regulators ban the sale of new diesel big rigs by 2036. So new commercial trucks, this is garbage trucks, delivery trucks, any heavy-duty vehicle has to be electric. Unanimous decision by the California Air Resource Board. Now, you can't just roll your eyes at this and say, oh, crazy California. California is the world's fifth largest economy. And California is the biggest market for many of these truck companies. So how California goes, the rest of the nation, unfortunately, has to follow. The Human Rights Campaign, it's a pro-LGBTQ group, sent a letter to Anheuser-Busch saying that their recent sort of apology for sponsoring Dylan Mulvaney went too far. They said, in this moment, it's absolutely critical for Anheuser-Busch to stand in solidarity with Dylan and the trans community. So Bud Light's getting it from the right and the left. But my favorite update comes from a bar in Indiana who said that they don't want any bigots in their bar. A few days later, they said, with the departure of some of our regulars, we've needed new clientele and you've answered, but I'm not going to lie, we still need more of you right now. Please consider supporting us. Go woke, go broke. When are you going to figure this out, people? Bill O'Reilly with your message of the day. Next.
Spring is the perfect time to make smart financial moves like getting life insurance to protect your family. Did you know that 46% of Americans expect to leave behind debt? Policy Genius Life Insurance can cover those debts like mortgages, credit cards, car loans, college costs. In our Smart Life segment, understand that life insurance gets pricier with age and work coverage may fall short. Policy Genius simplifies by comparing quotes from top companies and ensuring unbiased advice. Their award-winning agents are ready to assist. So don't wait. Spring into action and secure your family's future. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 a year for $1 million of coverage. Head to policygenius.com to get your free life insurance quotes. That's policygenius.com.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Monday, a recent report says that Donald Trump will not participate in upcoming presidential debates. And Mr. Trump himself confirmed that on social media. His reasoning is this: all the moderators hate me. The media covering the debates hate me. The other candidates will try to slime me. So why should I do it? And if you think about it, that analysis makes sense, but only if Donald Trump keeps his commanding lead in the Republican polls. There are two races, as you know. The primary to get the nomination, and Donald Trump at this point, of course it could change, has a far, far lead on Governor DeSantis for the primary nomination. But then there's the general election against the Democrat. Joe Biden, maybe. I still think that the man is so impaired, they're going to have to pull him, but that's a minority opinion, and I could be wrong. So Trump is putting all his resources and thought at this point into winning the Republican primary. That's why he's trashing DeSantis. And is that a wise strategy? Well, you got to get the nomination to get to the big show. But he says no debates. And remember, in 2016, he skipped the Fox News debate because of Megyn Kelly. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Now let's go to the mail. Richard Schaffer, Montreal, Canada, with the First TV, consider Tucker as a talent in their lineup. Look, Tucker Carlson would bring numbers and viewers to any media operation, but he's expensive because he'll make a lot of money on his own if he does a Joe Rogan type podcast, something like that. So, you know, it's about money. Just remember that. Follow the money. Leah Lopez, Lake Worth, Florida. What are your thoughts on the process of interrogating Mayorkas? He's a hapless stooge. And I don't want to be disrespectful, but that's what he is. He doesn't know what's going on the border. Doesn't care. He lives in Georgetown. He's got his private cars. He's got his retinue of bodyguards. He eats out free every night. He doesn't care. Biden White House calling the shots on him. Floyd, concierge member, and we hope you all check that out. Floyd has direct access to me. Hey, Bill, you have stated it is your opinion that James Buchanan was the worst president in our history, with Biden coming in second. The divisional gap between who is worse and who comes in second is closing rapidly. While Buchanan did nothing to stave off the growing conflict between the states, Biden actively nullified most of Trump's policies and is causing problems we are facing today. But the problems we are facing today are intense, nothing like the Civil War, which was the worst thing that ever happened to this country, by far. And if you study the Civil War, Killing Lincoln is the book, first killing book. If you see the carnage that happened there, and Buchanan allowed it, did nothing to stave it off, Biden will never come close, no matter what Biden does, unless he provokes a nuclear war or something. In a moment, something you might not know. Now the O'Reilly update brings you something you might not know. It is the 1st of May. In many parts of the world, they are celebrating May Day, also known as International Workers' Day. Here's a brief history of the Marxist holiday. At the height of the Industrial Revolution, countless men, women, and children died each year from brutal working conditions and long hours. In 1889, an international group of communists in Paris declared May 1st as a day honoring the workers of the world. 134 years later, the holiday is officially celebrated in 66 countries. For example, in Egypt, the president presides over a military parade in Cairo. Workers in South Africa get the day off. In France, it is the only holiday where employees are legally required to stay home. May Day is a really big deal in countries that remain under communist rule. There are just five of them: Laos, China, Vietnam, North Korea, and Cuba. The biggest celebration of May Day can be found in Havana. Millions march each year to honor Fidel Castro and Che Guevara. The government doubles food rations for the week. There is not enough food in communist Cuba. Despite the May Day celebrations, the underlying ideology is one of the most destructive in history. During the 20th century, communist revolutions led to the deaths of more than 100 million people. And here's something else you might not know. While May Day was created by global Marxists, the holiday's origins can be found right here in the USA. The date May 1st was chosen to commemorate the so-called Haymarket Affair. In 1886, a bomb exploded during labor protests in Chicago. A subsequent riot killed 8 people. The event sparked the global workers' movement and brought about the first reforms in the Western world, including an 8-hour work day and child protection laws. So May Day is not all bad. But if you have ever been to a communist country, you know you don't want to live there. Back after this.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Bill. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BILL.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast, Politics by Faith.